Welcome to our 22nd SPG podcast. Good morning, it's Dr. Cassilly here. We hope you're keeping well. We were delighted in half term to have received the accolade of the best comprehensive school in the Midlands. It's such an amazing affirmation of all the tremendous hard work and dedication of our great girls and wonderful staff, and of the fantastic support of parents, governing body, and of course, the prayer power of the Sisters of Charity of St. Paul the Apostle. Thank you and well done to all our SPG community. St. Paul's awarded the best comprehensive school in the Midlands. And so on to pupil success. Congratulations to our wonderful netball teams on beating King Edward's Handsworth in the netball league matches on Tuesday. We won both games. Year 9 beating King Edward's 10-6, and our Key Stage 4 netball team beating King Edward's 29-0. Congratulations to our fantastic Year 9 team, Tallulah from 9T, Kezanet from 9A, Daniela from 9P, Neve from 9T, Adina from 9A, Parlia 9U, Julia 9A, Millie 9A, and Felicity from 9A. And especially well done to the players of the match, Parlia and Neve. Congratulations to such talented athletes and netball players in the Key Stage 4 winning team with their 29-0 victory. Congratulations to Tatiana in 10S, to Blessing in 11S, to Chinny in 10U, to Aaron in 10P, to Tatum in 11S, to Betty in 10P, to Tilly in 10P, and to Jessica in 10T. Well done to the players of the match, who were Betty and Tatum. So proud of our netball teams, not only for their very convincing victories, but also for their high standards of sporting etiquette. Congratulations. I can only hope that Villa follow in their footsteps tonight against Wolves, but I'm sure Miss Langford will have something to say about that. Huge congratulations on the recent achievements in dance of Misha in 8L. In her TAP and freestyle exam results from December, she has been informed she achieved the highest grade of distinction and has also been awarded a nomination for the IDTA scholarships because her results were above 98%. How fantastic. Misha was also nominated for the Junior Teachers Dance Award for gaining one of the highest marks nationally for her performance in three dance styles, tap, ballet, and contemporary modern jazz. Misha attended the JDTA competition in Bedworth Civic Hall and was the winner of the tap dance competition out of 50 nominees, and she also received a special commendation in the contemporary modern jazz competition. I have no doubts that Misha will be on Strictly soon enough. So proud of such a talented dancer who is also such an utterly gracious young lady. Very well done to two art students awarded 100-piece art sets for their excellent efforts and progress in art. Congratulations to Amara in 7P and to Nancy in 8U. What a great achievement, and we look forward to them continuing to produce their exceptional artwork. During this year of reading, I have asked English teachers to nominate a pupil from the classes they teach for a book prize. So this week, congratulations to Cheldine in 10L, nominated to receive a beautiful hardback copy of Pride and Prejudice by her English teacher, Mrs. Weston. Congratulations also to the very worthy recipients of the Year 10 Spanish Excellence Award, Olivia in 10P, Monique in 10T, and Talia in 10T. They should be very proud on being awarded for their superb commitment to excellence in speaking, listening, reading, and writing, together with their positive contribution to lessons. Muy bien. Well done to Zaina in 7U, who is the winner of the quiz this week on the London Fashion Show and on fashion design. Zaina showed great research skills and superb understanding of design. Watch out, Coco Chanel. Whilst not a pupil, I would like to congratulate Mr. Gupwell on having his book published with Pearson Exam Board, History, Superpower Relations and the Cold War. Very well done, and isn't it marvellous to have a published author on our staff? And so on to school events. The girls and staff had the most amazing experience on the ski trip, and some of the girls are going to share their insights with us now.
Hi, I'm Tilly and I'm in Year 10.
Hi, I'm Woody, I'm in Year 11, and we both went to Africa for the ski trip in 2026.
I was in one of the beginner groups.
And I was an intermediate. And so we went to dry skiing, and I've never skied before, but I saw the sixth formers go up and racing down the slope, so I thought I could be pretty capable. And we went skiing, and I rose up to the intermediate group, and we were doing red slopes by day two. It was difficult. I did fall about six times, but we managed and we went through. And I think my highlight from the trip was probably singing I Love You Baby down a red slope on the last day.
There's probably two with Mr. Kirks. The first one was when he went straight over a net on the fun slope, and the other one when he told us all to go parallel down the start of a slope and everyone fell over.
So the trip overall was really good. The food was amazing, even though we had pasta every day, but it never failed to impress. We had loads of after skiing activities, including karaoke and the disco and bingo nights where we won lots of prizes. And it was just an incredible trip and I would love to go again.
So would I, and it wouldn't be possible without the staff. So we'd just like to all say a big thank you to them.
Hello, my name is Lacey and I've never skied before and I was in the beginner group.
Hi, I'm Maya. I'd also never skied before and I was also in the beginner group.
I think the really cool part about skiing was the fact that we weren't meant to, but because we was in the beginner group, but we were able to go on the red slopes because we were so good and we were able to see mountain goats.
I really enjoyed about skiing is like seeing my accomplishment throughout the week. So I started off on the really small beginner slopes, and then as like the week progressed we went up higher, and then I kept on like looking at like where we started and like I was thinking, how did I even fall over on those ones?
I would like to thank the staff for making this trip possible for us,
and I'd like to thank the staff for always keeping organized and helping us throughout.
Thank you so much to our skiers for sharing their experiences from skiing in Italy. We're really, really proud of the girls for their exemplary behaviour and also for their gracious and wonderful response in all activities. And as the girls have said, thank you so much to the staff for supporting and inspiring the girls so much, and particularly to Miss Tulin Bell for organising such a magnificent visit. Supported so well by Miss Brown, Miss Hickey, Mr. Kirks, Mrs. Jones and Mrs. Sangira. On Wednesday, we had a CAFOD lunch where we raised funds by paying for soup and a roll. Thank you to the Chaplaincy Champions and to Alejandra for leading and organising this most worthwhile charitable event. On Thursday, Rise Theatre performed a passion play for Key Stage 3. It was a profoundly moving experience and such an inspirational and prayerful opportunity to reflect on the Gospels for Lent. On Thursday, Year 9 also had their retreat. They were exemplary in their behaviour and response and engaged in all of the activities wonderfully well, showing real spiritual excellence. Today, we have the author, Stephen Camden, visiting school, teaching creative writing workshops with Year 7, and we will update you on that next week. And so on to forthcoming events. Thursday, the 5th of March, is World Book Day. And as this is the year of reading, we're having a whole school focus day, and all the pupils and staff are invited to dress as a character from a book and to share the significance of that book in their lessons. Parents do not, under any circumstances, feel the need to go out and spend money on buying a fancy dress costume, and instead encourage your daughter to be creative. Thursday is also Year 10 Parents' Evening. Sunday the 8th of March to Thursday the 12th of March is the sixth form visit to Paris. And just a reminder to sixth form parents that your daughter must be at Birmingham Airport for 7:30 a.m. if not before. Tuesday the 17th of March is St. Patrick's Day, but it's also a fundraising day to support Father Hudson's. We're very blessed our head girl, Samuela, is a Father Hudson's ambassador, and she will be leading on raising funds and awareness of this very worthy charity. Thursday, the 19th of March, is Year 7 Parents' Evening. And it's always good, at the beginning of a half term, to be reminded of the end of term, which is Friday, the 27th of March, at noon. And now on to our Just One Thing section. And this week it's being led by Mrs. Rich, our wonderful head of geography, on what you can do to support your daughter in her learning and progress in geography.
Thank you, Dr. Cassley, for inviting me to speak today about how you as parents can help your daughters to succeed in geography. Success in both GCSE and A-level geography isn't just about what happens in the classroom and the content they learn. It's about the habits, the confidence and the support students build at home. Therefore, you can play a very important role in their success. Many students lose their marks in exams not because of their lack of knowledge, but because they panic or don't structure their answers well in exam conditions. So the most important thing you can do is to support them with this by encouraging active revision. Geography is not a subject where students can succeed by simply rereading over their notes. They need to practice exam questions, especially 6 and 9 marker extended answers at GCSE and their 9 and 20 mark answers at A-level. You can help by timing them, asking them to explain their answers out loud, or testing them on their key case study facts. Even asking them to teach you a topic is powerful. If they can explain coastal erosion clearly to you, they understand it. To do this first, help your child understand what they're aiming for. Take a few minutes to look through their specifications. For GCSE, this will be the green sheets in their exercise books for each unit and their past booklets at A-level. Knowing their topics from natural hazards and climate change to urban issues and resource management helps you to ask more focused questions. Instead of "Did you revise today?" try "How do you form tropical storms?" or "What are the impacts of urbanisation?" Being specific shows interest and reinforces their learning. This will help them to support in gaining strong case study knowledge. Top grades at Geography GCSE reward a wide vocabulary of geographical terms and precise detail from examples, named places, statistics, specific impacts. Encourage your child to create flashcards for each case study and revisit them regularly. Little and often is far more effective than cramming. Another common error in geography, especially at GCSE, is girls choosing the wrong case study for their questions. Ask them if they have a specific question on challenges in the urban environment. Which country should they write about? What is their HIC case study for earthquakes? This is further building their confidence and allows them to access the top levels in the MART scheme. Your role isn't to be an expert geography teacher, it's to be a motivator, a question asker, and a steady source of encouragement. With consistent support at home and focused preparation, your child can walk into their GCSE and A-level exams feeling confident and capable. Thank you. I'll hand you back over to Dr. Cassley.
Thank you very much to Mrs. Rich for those really practical and helpful examples of what parents can do to support their daughters in geography. And so we conclude with prayer. And in this, the first week of Lent, I would like to highlight the words of Pope Leo in his first Lenten address when he said, "I would like to invite you to a very practical and frequently unappreciated form of abstinence, that of refraining from words that offend and hurt our neighbour. I think we could all achieve so much in Lent by this form of abstinence. For in some ways it's easy to abstain from chocolate or crisps, but it's far more challenging not to use harsh words about someone who annoys us." So our prayer this week is the Lenten prayer of Pope Francis, asking, "Do you want to fast this Lent? Fast from hurting words and say kind words. Fast from negativity and be filled with gratitude. Fast from anger and be filled with patience. Fast from worries and have trust in God. Fast from bitterness, fill your hearts with joy. Fast from grudges and be reconciled. Fast from words, be silent and listen." So let's think of one thing from which we need to fast from this Lent, and ask God to give us the strength to become even better by this form of abstinence. And let's pray for our great girls, that they will journey nearer to God in these 40 days of Lent, so as to experience the peace, the love, and the still small voice of calm in their busy and pressurized lives. Thank you to everyone for all their support, which has brought us the accolade of being the best secondary comprehensive school in the Midlands. We give thanks to God and each other, and especially in our girls, who embody, "I am a St. Paul's girl, and there is nothing I cannot achieve."